Ducks 7. A lot to discuss. Our first half stats from the Optimized Tax Management Group and much more coming up here on our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16. Halftime is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Lemon's Pot and Pantry in Holton carries a large supply of Harvest Right freeze dryers and products. Freeze dried foods retain 98% of nutrients, last up to 25 years on a shelf with no need for jars or freezers. Lemon's Pot and Pantry in Holton uses these products and can help answer all your freeze drying questions. Located at 500 Vermont in Holton and available by appointment by calling 785-383-3426. Come look, purchase, and take home today and start freeze drying tomorrow. Connect on Facebook at Lemon's Pot and Pantry.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
KNZA.
Welcome to our halftime show here at Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha. The Holton Wildcats leading 34-7, but quite the story to how we got there. Let's recap it for you along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tanking and Seth Tollefson. Holton got the football first, took them just 4 plays, and they were into the end zone. A 12-yard touchdown run by Jaden Fletcher made it 7-0. But then Hiawatha on offense answered, certainly a much different drive that took 14 plays and included a conversion on 3rd and 9, a conversion on 3rd and 2, another conversion on 3rd and 9, then a big conversion on 4th and 15, and Hiawatha scored on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Willick to Josh Smith, and we were 7-7 with only 3:27 left to go in the opening quarter. But from that point on, it was pretty much Holton's ball game. In fact, they returned the ensuing kickoff, Gary Booth, 81 yards the other end of the field. It was 14-7 Holton heading in to the second quarter. Hiawatha would again convert a 3rd and 6, but then threw an interception. 4 plays later, Holton back in the end zone, a 30-yard touchdown run by Gary Booth to cap a 62-yard drive, 21-7. Matt Lears picked off his second straight pass on the next Hiawatha drive. And Holton again needed just 4 plays, this time to go 50 yards and score on a Booth 31-yard touchdown run, 28-7. Holton at that point, after a couple tough Hiawatha turnovers, and Holton had 3 offensive possessions that each went 4 plays before taking it into the end zone. Hiawatha's next possession was spoiled by a couple big quarterback sacks, but then the Hiawatha defense held the Wildcats near midfield. Holton had to punt it. However, the punt return was muffed, and the Wildcats got it at the 2-yard line. Next play was a touchdown pass. Matt Lears to Jackson Bear, a no-good 2-point conversion after kind of a botched snap and hold, and that leaves us with our halftime score of 34-7. Hiawatha converted 4 of 7 on 3rd downs and 1 4th-down conversion as well. But despite all that, this Holton offense with some help from special teams, has truly been unstoppable here and a half tonight.
Yeah, it looks like at times that they're playing 11 on 9, and it's because the running lanes are so large, and then you throw in the speed. That's the one thing that I don't think Hiawatha has an answer for tonight is the speed of Garrison Booth, the speed of Matthew Lears, the speed of Jaden Fletcher, and you give those guys space, they're a handful to take down, mainly because of their athleticism, but also because, as we saw in the Garrison Booth touchdown run, the strength and the ability to break tackles as well, and then you throw in a couple miscues with a couple turnovers, and then you have a muff punt deep in your own territory, and that's a recipe for disaster, and that's why you see the 34-7 score here at halftime.
Gary Booth has two rushing touchdowns and the 81-yard kickoff return for a touchdown as well. Again, our halftime score is Holton 34 and Hiawatha 7. When we come back, Tank will check the first half optimized tax management group statistics, and we'll get you some other area scoring updates here in week number 3. This is our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. First half stats, scoring updates, and more when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
In the mortgage industry, we're seeing higher interest rates, which can lead to borrowers having a higher than expected payment.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
One way to curb that higher expense is to possibly look at an adjustable rate mortgage. And when done correctly, it could lead to interest rate savings versus a typical 30-year fixed loan.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime score, Holton 34, Hiawatha 7. Welcome back. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Seth Tollefson, and the Hiawatha Channel crew helping us out on the broadcast here tonight. I think we got kicked off of Facebook because the radio station commercials and bumps are playing tonight, and when those bumps play, it's copyrighted music, and Facebook does not approve. So I understand we might have got booted on Facebook, but plenty of other ways to watch it along with us here tonight. It was a 14-7 game at the end of one quarter, but as the first half went on, Holton grew the lead and up by 27 points here at the break. Let's check out the first half statistics now. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinkst and proud Red Hawk alum Courtney Brockoff, all part of the Optimized Tax Management team. Our first half statistics, Mr. Mike Tank.
And we'll start first with Holton. The Wildcats finished the first half with 214 yards rushing on 15 carries, averaging 14.3 yards per attempt. Passing the football, the Wildcats were 1 of 3 through the air for 3 yards. The Wildcats finished the first half with 217 total yards of offense. No turnovers for the Wildcats in the first half. They had 3 penalties for 25 yards. individually, very balanced attack for the Wildcats in the first half, led by Garrison Booth. He has 7 carries for 82 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jaden Fletcher has 4 carries for 72 yards. He has a touchdown. Caleb Hernandez has 1 carry for 25 yards. Matt Lear's 1 carry for 24 yards. And Jace Boswell, 2 carries for 11 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lear's was 1 of 3 for 3 yards. That was a touchdown pass, and it was completed to Jackson Bear. Jackson Bear, 1 catch, 3 yards, and a touchdown. For Hiawatha, the Redhawks finished the first half with 9 first downs. They have 56 yards rushing on 19 carries, averaging just shy of 3 yards per carry. Passing the football, they are 8 of 13 through the air for 79 yards. The Redhawks have 135 total yards of offense here at the break. Hiawatha has 3 turnovers in the first half, 1 fumble, and 2 interceptions, and they have 2 penalties for 10 yards. Individually, the Redhawks led on the ground by Tyler Willick. He has 11 carries for 27 yards. Cameron Winder, 5 carries for 17 yards. And Josh Monaghan, 3 carries for 12 yards. Passing the football, Tyler Willick is 8 of 13 for 79 yards. He has a touchdown and 2 interceptions. His 8 completions go to 4 different receivers, led by Josh Smith, who has 3 catches for 35 yards and a touchdown. Ashton Rocky has 3 catches for 24 yards. Caden Wharton has 1 catch for 18 yards, and Xavier Oldham has 1 catch for 2 yards. Your halftime score, Holton, 34, Hiawatha 7. That's your halftime stats, Justin.
Thanks, Tim. They're presented again by the Optimized Tax Management Group, including Holton Tax Services in Holton and NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For a couple other scoring updates here at halftime, it was Troy leading Valley Heights 28-6. Tied up at halftime in a Northeast Kansas League game as Jackson Heights with 14 points and Pleasant Ridge with 14 points. This tonight was a battle of teams ranked in the top 3 of the state in 8-man football in the Twin Valley League. Axtell 20, Clifton Clyde 6. So Axtell leading by a couple touchdowns in that one. Both teams again came in state ranked in the 8-man division. All of our scoring updates throughout the night are courtesy of Holt House Auto House. When it's time to update your vehicle, call Joe and the gang, Holt House Auto House in Fairview. It will help you find the vehicle you need and take care of you after the sale. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Holt House Auto House in Fairview providing our scoring updates. Tank, you got a couple others.
I got one more here that's of probably interest to Holton fans as they'll play both these teams here in a few weeks. Rossville playing Hayden tonight, and Hayden leading 28-14. Rossville just scored their second touchdown of the night, a 2-yard touchdown run. They cut the lead to 28-14. Hayden, that is in the late second quarter.
How about Hayden's first 3 games of the season? Opie, Silver Lake, and Rossville.
Mm-hmm.
Renewing some games and matchups that hadn't played in quite some while. And while we're talking about matchups, unless you got a comment on Hayden.
I'll just... if you're going to play the smaller schools, play some traditional powerhouses.
Right, right. My note was about the Hiawatha schedule and talking about some. Oh, by the way, Sabetha blowing out Jeff West 42-0. 42-0 Sabetha tonight at home over Jeff West. But I was going to talk Hiawatha schedule. We talked about games and matchups that haven't happened in a while. I mentioned this early on during the pregame show presented by Highland Community College, but Hiawatha, how in the world. People are still scratching their head to figure out how they ended up on the western side of the bracket in Class 3A, which means next week a road trip at Clay Center, the following week a road trip at Concordia. Arsette Tollison going to be putting some miles on the tires. Rock Creek and Marysville also in that district. And, oh, by the way, Hiawatha has a non-district game in Week 8, and it's against Hayden. So that's where I was going with Hayden playing Hiawatha, as they did last year in Week 9, a first-round playoff game, but this time just a regular season non-district game in Week 8. This Hiawatha team is certainly getting better. I mean, a 2-0 start in the second half that they can try to build on some things and improve, but going to be seeing some uncharted matchups here as they move into district play next week.
Yeah, getting to go west, and, you know, that's something that in years past, Holton has been in that boat before. Hayden has been out west before. I think Royal Valley has been on the western side of the bracket perhaps before, and now Hiawatha in Class 3A drawing the short straw and having to go out west on that as well. So, definitely going to have some road trips and some opponents that they haven't seen, maybe ever. That'd be some teams they maybe have never played before. But definitely, you talk about Hiawatha here in the first half, you see improvement. There is some things to be excited about. There's some young kids on the football field that are doing some nice things. They're going to be a big part of this program for the next couple years. some sophomores that we've called their names many times, and you got to really like what you see out of them. And they're getting some great reps against what we think is probably a pretty good football team at Holton that has some high expectations for a deep playoff run and some very valuable reps for some underclassmen to face some kids that are better than they are, older than they are, more experienced than they are. You only get better by playing good teams. You don't get better by playing teams you can beat up on every week. And Hiawatha, even with their 2-0 record, hadn't obviously seen a lot of strength of schedule, I guess, in the first 2 weeks, getting to see that here tonight, and it's definitely going to make them better in the long run.
Talk more about that as we move into the second half. Let's take one final timeout here on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show, located 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. Again, at halftime, Holton 34, Hiawatha 7. Third quarter begins after this break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want, down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale. All here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
KNZA.
Welcome back as we wrap up our halftime show along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke beside Mike Tanking and Seth Tolleson. We're talking about those Hiawatha games that Seth will have on the all-new Hiawatha Red Hawk channel. Hope you've enjoyed all the graphics and great work the team we've put together to broadcast Hiawatha games throughout the season. Took us a few years to get there as Holton fans have been used to a Holton channel in Sabetha, but now the Hiawatha channel. We're super excited. Also proud to have a great group of sponsors making it all possible, like Heather Vernon at Heartland Realty, Ryan Rocky and his team at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Also thanks to Peterson Seed and Services in Hiawatha. Dr. Willie Geisendorf and the team at Hiawatha Family Dentistry. Other Hiawatha Channel sponsors include Skyview Equipment, also the Shirt Shack, Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, also Hiawatha Tire Lube on South 1st Street. Thanks to Brad Edwards at Edward Jones. Other sponsors helping make the new Hiawatha Channel possible this year include Soden Construction, McDonald's of Hiawatha, TexRx Pharmacy in Hiawatha, and Home Care. Also Howard Seed, Kyle Olson with Glacial Hills Financial Group of Thrivent, and a few other sponsors new to the Hiawatha channel this year include Ag Partners Cooperative, also Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha, Rainbow Communications, Jade Millwright Inc., and Waddell & Reed Financial Advisors Dana Winters. All sponsors, you see their ads digitally on the screen during the broadcast. Well, second half, we talked a little bit about Hiawatha. Tank, what does Brooks Barta say? What does Holton try to get out of this next two quarters here?
I think, number one, you want to stay healthy. That kind of goes without saying. It's a kind of a lopsided affair, but I think what you want to see is some improvement out of your defense. You get got a lot more activity and played a little faster defensively in the second quarter. I think he's got to be a little disappointed with the third down and conversions and the fourth down conversion that Hiawatha had on the first drive. Got to find a way to continue to make plays in the defensive backfield. In the secondary, like Matthew Lears did, got a couple of picks. Make sure you continue to wrap up and got to make sure that you see a 7 on the scoreboard at the end of this ball game if you're Brooks Barta. And you hope that you can hopefully get a lot of reps for some younger guys in that fourth quarter.
Holton will kick off. They have the football to begin the game, so Hiawatha is set to receive and move left to right, west to east. Holton had a kick return for a touchdown. Iwatha muffed the punt and set up another special team score for Holton. This kick will head to the far side and back inside the 5-yard line. They give it on the reverse play as Rocky hands to Willick, and he'll be gobbled up inside the 15, it looks like. Guy to the 20. Penalty flag also on the near side here as Rocky handed that to Willick on the reverse kick return.
A couple players tangled up here on the near sideline. I'm guessing maybe a hold against Hiawatha. We'll see. Way away from the play.
Hiawatha's possessions in the first half, 14 plays touchdown, 6 plays interception, 4 plays interception, 1 3 and out, and then they did run 5 plays as well before halftime, so only 1 3 and out. I mean, Hiawatha had first downs on every drive but one. How many total first downs did Hiawatha have in that?
They had 9.
Yeah, pretty
9
good.
First downs, yeah, absolutely.
7 points to show for it and the penalty against Hiawatha, so they're going to start this drive back at their own 6.
Half the distance to the goal, and
they'll run it on first down, straight ahead into a pile behind Jose Valencia goes the sophomore Cameron Winder, gaining a couple yards as Hiawatha looks for a little bit of breathing room here on the first possession of the third quarter.
What about Holton's coach Brooks Barta and what he wants to see in the second half? Probably maybe a little bit better job up front defensively as you take out a couple sacks, and Hiawatha actually averaged a pretty good yard per carry average. Sacks that brought that average down quite a bit, but they were consistently gaining 4 yards, 5 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards, 6 yards.
Only 4 senior starters on this offensive unit for Hiawatha here tonight. On 2nd and 8, Willie going to keep it. Took a shot as he crossed the 10. It falls forward for a couple yards. Up to about the 12. I think he's going to gain 3, and it'll be a manageable third down. Now he got a stoppage in play as the line judge near his side. Stopping the clock at 10:57 before Hiawatha's got a third down and 4. Substitution. Was it injury or what?
Yeah, that was, it was like Ty Phillips.
Yeah.
Going off the field.
Yeah, not that well. I may start sticking my head like a giraffe out this window.
You're good.
Instead of looking through it.
A lower body injury, leg injury possibly for Phillips.
Been a lot of cramping the last couple weeks. May not have that problem here tonight. Certainly a little cooler in the mid-70s. 3rd and 4 here for the Redhawks. First drive of the third quarter. And Hiawatha calls Holton offsides. The man went in motion, and Charlie Gill in the defensive end got real excited to get to the quarterback and jumped prematurely there. That's going to result in a first down via the 5-yard penalty as it'll be moved up here to the 17, almost the 18-yard line. Holton hasn't had too many penalties, a couple of the 10- and 15-yard variety in the first half, but this one a little costly as it gives the Redhawks a first down.
Yeah, second time they've jumped offsides on the hard count tonight. Third time. Third 5-yard penalty.
Willick didn't get the snap. That time everybody moved, and Willick didn't get the ball from the center Maverick Schaefer.
For the referee, if he had a microphone, he would say, false start on everybody but the center. He's the only one that didn't move.
The good news for Hiawatha is it wasn't on the third down snap. It was
right
on first down, so now it's first and 15. They're back at their own 12. Hiawatha looking for some positives. Got road trips to Clay Center and Concordia next week. Under 10 to go here in the third. 34-7 our score. Holton is ahead. Give up the middle. Sam Miller and Gary Booth are there to tackle, I think it was Monaghan that time. Monaghan and Winder are both pretty similar. They're both sophomores. Winder's a little bit bigger. What's Winder on that carry? A little bigger than Josh Monaghan. Holton rotates on the defensive line. Winder goes out. Monaghan's going to come back in here with this next play from fourth-year coach Mike Downard. You know, Hiawatha hasn't had a winning season since 2013, but man, were they close last year. They lost 12-10 to Troy in week number one. That ended up kind of being a difference. But this is a team that's gotten so much better. 4-5 last year, 3-6 the year before that. After going through a stretch there, they'd actually lost 16 games in a row. Here's a little pitch end around. Ashton Rocky trying to get outside, and a flag flies again. Rocky never really got turned up field, but play still continuing, apparently. I thought it was down, and Wilson Roush diving in there, and Sam Miller towards the end of the play. Check this penalty. Looks to be against Ty Awapu, who's already in double sticks on second down.
It's back there right at the point of attack on the far side as Rocky was looking to turn the corner. This is going to be a block in the back, and indeed it is. Block in the back, they'll go half the distance to the goal from that flag.
Well, this has been kind of slow and sloppy starting the third quarter, huh?
Need to get the ball moved out from behind that window that you can't see through.
5 yards forward, then 5 yards back, and now 10 more yards back, and struggling just to find any consistency here with Holton up 27 points. 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Holton home against Perry LeCompton next week to start district play. Tyler Willick under center to give up the middle. Not much there. Well, I've had some early success with the straight-ahead runs. They were trying to keep the defense honest and wanted to establish the run game. Cameron Winder, another carry there, but now it's going to be third and long here for Coach Downard and company.
A better job by Holton than the trenches on this drive of tackling at the line of scrimmage.
Third down and 22. All will be snapped from their own 8-yard line. I think the glare from the stadium lights off this glass is really giving me the fits with the receiver left and right. Willick again under center. Holton showing a blitz. Here they come. Willick looking to pass. Quick little hitch. Josh Smith with the catch, but tackled immediately and, in fact, in the backfield. Looks like a loss of a yard or so, and quick little pitch and catch, but right as he got it, Josh Smith was tackled. Good defense by Holton.
Yeah, Ashton Strick on the coverage here on the near sideline and very sure tackle. We'll give him a gain of one on that play, but he was not going to get much more than that, and the Redhawks will have to punt here on fourth down.
That's three straight drives now for Hiawatha that they've not been able to convert on third down. Of course, third and 22 is a little bit tough. But for the second time, Xavier Oldham will have to punt from his own end zone. Holton has one man about halfway back, Jaden Fletcher at the 25. Matthew Lears is inside the Redhawks 40. Oldham gets it away, but it's a whiffed botched punt that shanks out of bounds about the 20. Another flag is down.
Wildcats were bringing the rush and did a good job just to get that kick off, but he did shank it off of his foot. And the flag is sitting down at about the 13-yard line. Came out while the kick was in the air. I think it's going to be holding against the Wildcats. So it'll still be Wildcats football post-possession. Foul.
12 yards on the punt, 10 yards on the penalty, 22 yards total, but still great field position as Holton hasn't had to run more than four plays tonight on any possession. It's set up here with another short field at the Redhawks 30-yard line. That will begin with 7:13 left to go here in the third quarter. Don't forget, during our Be Outdoors post-game show, we'll pick a Giant Communications lineman of the game and a player to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. First and 10, Holton. They were 1-for-3 passing. They only ran 18 total plays. Did Holton in the first half. Here's a pass play. Lears has all day in the pocket. Steps up, tears it out deep, and it is tipped. And then Gary Boots couldn't quite hang on. He had a chance off the deflection as Boots between two Hiawatha defenders there. Lears lit it fly, but pretty good coverage as a couple guys in the area and able to get a hand on it. Now second down and 10.
Yeah, Jackson Bear on the post route, and Gary Booth out of the backfield kind of run that wheel route that they like to run out of the backfield, and had one step on his defender, but the safety was moving over there as well, and Matthew tried to force that into coverage, and it fell incomplete.
1-of-4 passing is Lears tonight, now 2-of-8 passing on the season. Lears, one of three guys that had ran for over 100 yards this season coming into week three to give to Fletcher, is upended as he gets to the 25. Low tackle, Willick. Monaghan was there to help slow down the play, which goes for about 5 yards, but now it'll be third down here for Holton, who threw an incomplete pass on first down. Third and five. They've ran three plays tonight on third down of their 21 total plays ran in this game.
Just one punt, but Iwatha muffed it on the return.
No scores since halftime. Holton ahead 34-7 on a third and five here. The snap to Lears. Counter play left. Flag flies again. And Fletcher's tackled right at about the 20. The first down marker. Ashton Rocky and Lucas Linares there to make the stop for Hiawatha. But let's check this penalty flag. Looks to be against Holton here.
Another holding penalty, I think.
Matt Lears and Caleb Hernandez trying to settle down Cooper Baxter a little bit. Oh, now Baxter shoving his own teammate. Holy moly. Caleb Hernandez just got shoved 3 yards backwards by his own senior teammate. That's not at all good. A little self-destruction here for Holton. Baxter will check out as Tristan McCammon comes in. And McCammon played center last year, actually made a couple starts. Even in district play, did pretty well. Kind of funny about McCammon and Baxter. I don't know if funny is the right word, but both those guys dropped like 40, 50 pounds during this offseason. Two Holton linemen that both dropped a ton of weight. Here's third and 16, the give to Hernandez, right side. He's got a nice cut back at the 10. He's to the 5, and Hernandez is tackled short of the end zone. On third down and 15 from the 30-yard line, Hernandez able to convert. It's a 31-yard run on just the second touch of the night. Hernandez a little fired up when he got that football and took off like a rocket.
Yeah, big hole over the right side of the line, and he got into the secondary quickly. Two carries. His first one went for 25 yards. This one goes for 31 yards. The Wildcats have first and goal at the 4. Something that Holton does a lot. You get it back that gets you down inside the 5. Not at all surprised to see him maybe get the ball again here.
Goal to go, officially from the 4, and it's Fletcher left side walking in untouched. Touchdown, Jaden Fletcher. He scored the first one of the night and now has touchdown number 6 for the Wildcats to extend their lead with 5:21 to go in the third quarter.
And once again, a big running lane over the left side of the offensive line as there's a Iwatha Redhawk that is down on the play, but Jaden Fletcher with a big running lane, and he punches it in from 4 yards out. The Wildcats with another touchdown. Their 6th touchdown of the night.
And their longest drive, Tank. It took 6 plays and a couple third down conversions, actually, to 7 plays on that drive. 7 plays, and it felt like about 5 or 6 penalties.
Yeah.
On the first couple of possessions here this second half. Score currently at 40-7 as they tend to the injured Redhawk here with the clock stopped at 5:21 to go in the third quarter.
There were 6 total penalty flags thrown, accepted penalties in the first half, and we've already got 6 here in the second half just to start the third quarter.
This is a little bit scary, Tank, because the injured player right now is Tyler Willick.
I don't know.
We talked earlier during the pregame about Hiawatha losing Grant Barnhill. Such a great senior leader, tremendous athlete, two-way starter, returner, both quarterback and free safety. Told you some of the numbers from Barnhill a season ago. And, I mean, you don't want to see anybody injured, but Barnhill, you know, your senior year, sounds like going to have knee surgery, miss basketball as well. Certainly feel for him and our best wishes for healthy recovery for Brand Barnhill. And now it's Tyler Willick down on the field. Iowa's third different quarterback to play this season. Last week against Jeff West, they brought in Alex Pyle, a sophomore, and he quarterbacked the second half of that Redhawk win at Jeff West a week ago, 26-7. But Willick was in a preseason battle for the starting job with Barnhill. And Brant started out and really got injured last week. Willick looks like he's going to be carried off the field to the nearest sideline. He is a tremendous sophomore. Played junior high football down at the Everest Chargers and very, very good. Part of some good teams down there. Now a couple years here in Hiawatha. Maybe part of the baseball team, Legion, that went to state. Finished in the top 2 of the state this summer. I mean, that's part of it, too. You know, we talk about the improvements on the football field, Tank, but Hiawatha's been a more competitive in basketball. You know, on the girls' side, of course, girls and boys cross country has always been dominant, it seems like, around here. But, you know, girls volleyball, girls basketball contending for Big Seven League titles and winning it last year. And baseball team going to state this summer. Hiawatha's kind of got a lot of momentum, you feel like. They're building a brand new. I don't have to drive you by that. Yeah, have you seen the new indoor? They're starting to work on the ground and stuff over there by the baseball field.
Uh-huh.
Indoor practice facility.
Very cool.
A lot of good things.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tyler Willett, no weight on his left leg, as they'll take him directly back to the locker room area.
Meanwhile, Matt Lears to attempt the PAT, and still perfect on the season. He was 9-for-9 coming into tonight, and he's made 5-of-5 here this season. And Holton's lead is now 41-7 against Hiawatha. We'll return after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Big 7 Week 3 High School Football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you hustle, you can save big on select and stock 2022 model Hustler mowers at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with their integrated park brake system and their exclusive smooth-track steering. Get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls. And now in Lawrence, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Jonathan Fluke, Mike Tanking, Seth Paulson with you here at Memorial Stadium. Holton to kick off. They lead 41-7 now against Hiawatha. Tyler Willick taken off the field after an injury. Lears with the boot. Willick had been one of the return men. Now it's Josh Smith back there with Xavier Oldham. And this kick again goes into and through the end zone. So from the 20 is where Hiawatha will get the ball back for the second time here in the second half. The clock's at 5:21 in this third quarter. And I think they were saying maybe that Peter Campbell has left this game with an injury as well for Hiawatha. He's the starting left tackle, and indeed, I look out there, and he's not out there now. He's in street clothes. So he changed at halftime and is done for the day as well. Man, that's a couple big injuries after a heartbreaking senior injury last week for the Redhawks. At their own 20, where we got Pilot quarterback, I assume, right?
Yep.
And they'll keep it on the ground. Monaghan carries forward up to about the 24-yard line. Taking a four before he was tackled by Jakari Washington. 5 yards there to the 25 where they spot the football for Monaghan. So at least Alex Pyle got a little bit of reps last week with the starters. We'll see if he can kind of build off that and get a little better. Brings his team to the line of scrimmage. The wings in motion. And they give again up the middle. Connor Kettler that's out there in the backfield is one of the slot backs right now. So Hiawatha's got a lot of different guys in the contest. Kettler, another one of those sophomores. This was a quarterback run by Pyle to get about 3 yards and set up a third down and two.
Just decided to take it on the quarterback sneak there on second down and 5. Got himself 3 yards, third and 2.
Cowboy night in the Hiawatha pep section tonight. Big props to them. I saw all the hats. They were decked out, ready to roll. Big crowd on hand here tonight as well. Here's a third down and short. Pyle going to keep it again. Man, he's hit, but he carries forward across the 30 to the 31, and that's going to be a first down. Hit by Jakari Washington, but a great job by Pyle to kind of fight for the extra yard that he needed there at the end of that play. The Redhawk offense will stay on the field.
You talk about pep sections.
They bring it.
Hiawatha brings it. Yeah. Basketball, they bring it.
Got themes, football, dressing up.
They bring it.
I mean, they're down 41-7, but you wouldn't know it all. Standing and cheering on, supporting 13. First down here from the 31 now for Hiawatha with Alex Pyle at quarterback. It'll be Morton to the far side and Josh Smith here on the near side. Josh has had a great game receiving tonight. They'll pitch it on the little reverse play. They'll leave your Oldham head and tackle, kind of have the jersey there to Jakari Washington. We saw him get a few carries in week two in the second half and ran like a bull against Sabatha last week and get some more opportunities and reps on the defensive side here this evening. We talk about some of these seniors for Holton, and there's a few that maybe you forget about that are pretty darn salty, too.
There's a lot of motor there on the defensive side of the ball. Definitely a kid we saw his name a lot last year with special teams. Seems like he was flying down on kickoffs and punts and now getting some reps on the defensive front, and like you said, fullback last week.
Tackle for a 3-yard loss, and Holton jumps off sides with Abbott Humley playing the nose, I think, that came across early. Nope, he was drawn off.
Oh.
Sorry, Abbott. 5-yard penalty against Tiawatha after the 3-yard loss on first down, and now they're getting backed into a dangerous situation again here with 2:42 to go in this third quarter.
So, pep club sections, these themes have become a thing. Uh-huh. So Holton had USA night and Hawaiian night, tonight Cowboy night. My question is, who decides this? Like, let me know, but what, the loudest voice in the room or what?
Student council decides in Hiawatha,
okay.
Tell me.
All right.
Run up the middle for the Redhawks across the 25 to the 27. That's Josh Monaghan. Monaghan will make it more manageable here, third down and 14.
My daughter borrowed my Hawaiian shirt 2 weeks ago. I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah?
my Hawaiian shirt was cool enough for the club.
Forty-one-7. Holton on top, and Hiawatha into a third and long. Tyler Willick, the starting quarterback, out with an injury. Alex piles in. He's wanting to keep it. And there's a face mask as pretty obvious reach and miss up around the shoulder pad there for one of the Holton defenders. And Holton got a lead. They don't have hardly any starters in, I don't think, right now, Tank. Do they have any starters in there defensively?
Some that are maybe out of position, not out of position, but different positions. Fernandez is in there, but at a linebacker position.
I mean, I'm seeing Carter McCauley, Zach Carlson, Kyler Jackson, Sam Miller.
Yoland and Hallauer at the corners.
Ethan Cadell. Another sophomore inning. I think all the Holton starters are good after some Hiawatha injuries. I think Butch Bart is like, let's just get out of here healthy. I don't see a starter out there. Maybe a rotational guy or two. But first down on the penalty here after the Holton face mask. So Hiawatha faced a third and long without via the penalty. And now first down here at their own 42. Ray Cuddle and come to the line with 90 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Give up the gut. Met by a bunch of white jerseys. Ulterior pushed all the way back to the 35, but I think for progress, they'll have him right near the line of scrimmage. Josh Monaghan carried it. The Rylan Ammon, one of the guys leading the charge, mentioned he missed last week's game with an injury, but another guy, kind of like Abbott Humley, a typical defensive back or linebacker and a running back on offense, but now it's kind of converting to a lineman a bit. Again, they're on first down. It'll be second and 10. 45 seconds left to go here in the third frame. Now it's pile under center to get the snap. Fakes the handoff. Then he's hit by Rylan Ammon on cue in a TFL. Loss of about 3 as Ammon blitzes through there and tackles the sophomore quarterback for the Redhawks to face another third down and long here.
That'll probably be the last play of the third quarter.
That's good, because I'm not liking this green pen that I was using in quarter number 3. Color-coded by quarters, and I got to get rid of that green thing. 41-7 our score, Holton ahead. They led at halftime 34-7, just one score by Holton in that third quarter, which had no rhythm at all. Just a ton of penalties, couple injuries. It was a tough third frame. Let's head to the fourth when we come back. First, a full one-minute timeout streaming online. The Holton and Hiawatha channels, all part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back. We head to the fourth quarter. A couple of quick scoring updates. Jackson Heights extending their lead 28-14 over Pleasant Ridge. 1 8-man game went final. Linden shut out Frankfurt tonight, 50-0. Centralia manhandling Onega, 48-0. Centralia leads. Another 8-man game that went final. Wetmore a winner tonight, 46-6. Wetmore beat Peabody Burns. More scores in a bit. Here's the Hiawatha play on 3rd-and-11. A broken tackle, and Monaghan's going to get a first down. Takes it across the 50 to the 46-yard line of Holton. Before Tucker Gilliland and Caleb Hernandez chased him down, but on 3rd-and-long, good run by the sophomore Monaghan to convert there for Hiawatha.
Good run there. He's got 7 carries, 33 yards. Hiawatha with their 4th first down of the second half.
Another scoring update at halftime was Royal Valley 15, Riverside 7. That's down in Hoyt. Royal Valley 15, Riverside 7. Scoring updates all courtesy of Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Here's Pyle, quarterback, getting ahead, gaining about 10, close to another first down at the 36. Pyle, just a quick little taking the snap and the step back and then blitzing back right up the middle. Tremendous. More substitutions defensively for Holt.
Tremendous push there by the offensive line for Hiawatha. He was 5 yards down the field before any contact and able to finish with a few more yards after that. 11 yards, first down for Hiawatha.
Holton leading this game 41-7. They were up at halftime 34-7, scored the only touchdown in the third quarter. In fact, Holton's only ran 4 plays in this second half. And Hiawatha continues to get good yardage on their plays here as they take it inside the 30-yard line and gain about 8 more yards there on the carry.
That was Monaghan again.
Logan Altenberg and another group of reserve players out there for the Holton defense.
Yep, he's in at safety along with Kyler Jackson. Corners are still Hallauer and Gilliland.
Second
Sam Miller.
2 yards to go. First down at the 25 if they can get it. Over 10 minutes remaining. Fourth quarter, give and hit, but twisted forward for a couple. It's Cameron Winder. Another carry there for the Redhawks. He's got a first down before Trevor Barnett made the stop, and indeed it is first down again. So we were talking about student sections and Cowboy Night tonight. We found out that tomorrow there's a volleyball tournament here at home in Hiawatha, and it is Hawaiian theme tomorrow, so Tank, either you can come, or if somebody's listening and doesn't have a shirt, like
I've got a shirt. I've got a couple shirts. You know, I wear those shirts on the 15th of April every year. That's why I have Hawaiian shirts.
First and 15. He's a tax preparing accountant. Here's a nice pass, and it is going to be tipped away. Well, it kind of hung up in the air a little bit. I thought maybe he had a guy getting up that far sideline that was going to be open. Pretty good coverage by Tucker Gilliland on the far side and then able to bat the ball away from who was the intended target. I still can't quite see. Single-digit number. 2 maybe? Or 23? Is it Fred?
Might have been.
I'm not sure. 2nd and 10.
2.
Brady Newell, yep. Josh Smith, a nearside receiver on 2nd and 10. Pyle wants to run it again up the middle. This time won't get far. pinched down, and the backers filled the holes and made that tackle near the line of scrimmage, which is about the 25-yard line. And after that play and the incompletion, it's now going to be third down and 10 here for the Redhawks. They've converted four times on third down. You know how long this drive is? Think it started at their own 20-yard line. 15-play drive.
Wow.
Started. That's why Holton's only ran four plays this whole second half. Yeah, Holton's only ran 22 plays all night, I believe.
That's the last time. Well, we'll see. They still might run some plays, but.
A little screen pass into the flat, caught by Josh Smith. Nice juke, and then gets through two defenders and is down to the 15. Very close to a first down on third and 10. Couple nice moves by Josh Smith, the senior for Hiawatha. You know, we talk a lot about their youth, but this senior class is pretty good. You got guys like Ashton Rocky and Josh Smith and Xavier Oldham and a couple linemen. They've played some football over the past few years. They've been a part of this kind of rebuilding process, if you will, for Hiawatha. Them a lot of credit as well. So it is enough for a first down, and the drive will continue now here in the red zone for Hiawatha. We're approaching the 8-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Holton leading this game comfortably by 34. First down and 10. Pyle, the backup quarterback, in because Tyler Willick is injured, and now he got flagged and a penalty.
I call offsides against Holton. Thought maybe the right guard flinched, but they're going to say the Wildcats were in the neutral zone first.
Did he have to make contact before they blow that
no.
play dead?
Great question, and that's something that's different from high school and college and the pros. Once you're in the neutral zone, it is dead. You kill it. I mean, no contact, doesn't matter. You
don't get a free play.
Yep, no free plays in high school. It's just an automatic. You kill it, it's done, and the flag is thrown. So,
I think not only an accountant and a tax preparer that keeps our stats, but he referees on Mondays and Thursday nights, right? High school and junior high football games. There's a pass by Pyle into the flat. Ouch! Josh Smith got hit hard by Kyler Jackson. The ball was a little bit high and incomplete anyway, but Kyler Jackson delivered a pretty big hit there, the sophomore, on Josh Smith.
That's definitely a vulnerable position there for Smith as he was leaping, and Jackson did a good job delivering a legal hit. That's a very tempting type play to deliver a kill shot, as they say, but he did not. It was a hard hit, but it was legal. It was around the waist. Ball fell incomplete.
Second down, 5. Had a penalty a moment ago. This snap barely got to the quarterback. Now it's still loose on the ground. Holton says they recovered a fumble at the 10-yard line, and it looks like they have. Holton will hold and take over with Hiawatha's fourth turnover now of the game.
Like Rylan Ammon was able to hop on that one, and the Wildcats get the football after a long Hiawatha drive. They'll get the ball at their own 10-yard line.
17 plays and a fumble. That drive took 5 minutes of the third quarter and about five. It was over a nine-minute drive.
Wow.
Well, here's the Holton offense, which, again, has not had many opportunities, not been on the field much, and this is second team, guys. I don't think any starters are in for Holton, as they'll begin with 7:32 to go here in the fourth quarter from their own 10-yard line. Eli Hallauer, the junior, backup in at QB. Counter play left. Kyler Jackson, who made the big hit a moment ago, takes it across the 15 up to the 17-yard line. Both these teams, if the score holds, will have a record of 2-1 heading into district play. The 22nd straight time that Holton will be victorious in this series.
The guys in the game up front for the Wildcats, like Ammon is in there. I still see Barnett, 56, I think, at right guard.
Play left. Ouch. Hit and tackled in the backfield. That was a big stick there as Tucker Gilliland got the carry. And he just got whammied from Caden Johnson, who's listed at 5'10", 300 pounds. Caden Johnson going to come off the field. That would have been 69 instead of 79, Clyde Crane. That's what I was looking for, the high offense. roster there. Tolton's got a short third down and one. Allauer will keep it around the left side, and he slipped down. He did get a first down. He pounds the football into the grass. He was frustrated and thought he had some room. Allauer, speedy little quarterback, and does convert here as Tolton will keep it and have the football now with the new set of downs up at their own 23. Sam Miller, one tight end. Got to figure out the other one for Holton on first down with the double tight wishbone. Second man through after a fake to the fullback, Jakari Washington. The ball carrier is Cale Hine. He's a junior.
The other tight end is still Jackson Bear, so a starter's still in there at the other tight end spot.
Couple yards there for Cale Hine as we go down to 5.5 minutes to go in this contest. Second and eight. Post game coming up, courtesy of Be Outdoors Real Estate and the Scoreboard Show as well. Here's a first down at carry. That is the fullback, Jakari Washington. Big carries last week, getting it a tote here and taking it forward for a first down for Holton. This is about as hard as your job gets keeping stat and trying to broadcast at the same time with all these new players in. And
my fingers are on fire. I'm typing in new names on the stat sheet, flipping pages, looking for names. Don't quite have all the second and third string guys memorized yet. We'll get there. We'll get there.
There's 10 from the 37 now. Eli Hallauer will keep it around the left side, stays on his feet. Penalty flag flies. Hallauer first down at midfield and out of bounds. But let's check this flag with 4:51 to go. Our score is Holton 41 and Hiawatha 7. This game was 7-7 early on, and then 14-7 Holton at the end of one quarter. But it's been all Wildcats since the start of the second quarter, really, for all intents and purposes.
This is actually going to be against Hiawatha, a personal foul, a 17-yard gain for Allauer, and then they'll tack on 15 more.
Changes the field position a bit, all the way down to the 32 of the Redhawks is where the pigskin will lie. Ethan Cundell in there at right tackle next to Sam Miller. Jackson Bear still tight end left. A wishbone formation here behind Eli Allauer. Gets the snap and gives to Washington. The fullback spins, broke a tackle, first down inside the 20, down to the 18. Holton Roush still out there as well. Now he's coming out, so seen him as a lineman there for just a moment. Three more guys coming in here for Holton, who is inside the red zone. Allauer will join the team in the huddle with the play. We go under 4.5 minutes remaining, and Hiawatha's made substitutions now on the defensive side as well. McSmith and Monaghan and the starting Maverick Schaefer came out as well. Get to Cale Hine. Nice cut back at the 10. Cale at the 5 and down at about the 4. That's another first down carry from the 19 to the 4. It's about a 15-yard gain there for junior Cale Hine. Holton tries to punch in a late score on a little six-play drive they put together that started at their own 10-yard line.
Wildcats with 10 different ball carriers now tonight.
And a goal to go. Officially from the 5, so only 14 yards there for Hine from the 5-yard line. First down carry, Tucker Gilliland burst ahead and into the end zone. Touchdown, a TD for TG. The senior Tucker Gilliland will push the margin up to 40 points. It's a touchdown, and now extra point attempt pending. That is an 8-play, 90-yard drive for Holton.
Impressive drive there. You got a lot of backup guys in and different faces able to work together as a unit. Put the ball down the field impressively and cap it off with a touchdown run.
5 yards on the run, and now they'll try for a two-point conversion. And Hallauer will give it back to Killen, who takes it in again, this time behind the left side of the line. And the two-point conversion makes it 49-7. Holton all over Hiawatha now with 3:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take maybe our final timeout before the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We're back here to Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha, where Holton leads 49-7 now against Hiawatha. That scoring drive courtesy of Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire in Holton. Matt Lear's back out there to handle this kickoff. End over end, 3:43 to go in this game. Coming out from the 15 at the 20, 25, broken tackle and a spin by Oldham at the 35. And he gets up to the 39-yard line to Xavier Oldham. A chance for a few more plays here for the Redhawks as Logan Altenberg finally makes the tackle for the Cats. We have a Tyler Willick sighting back here on the near sideline, but it's not great because Willick is using crutches to get around here on the near sideline. The starting quarterback for Hiawatha getting his first start tonight as a sophomore after senior quarterback Grant Barnhill was injured last week. Leg injury, knee injury against Jeff West.
Got his shorts and a T-shirt on and no uniform, and he even has a brace on that left knee.
Peter Campbell as well. We talked about one of their starting linemen was injured in the first half of this game tonight. There's a give to Monaghan. Stood up and tackle at about the 40-yard line. Now a late flag at the end of that play. Not a good sign. Nothing you want to see with the game out of hand in the final few minutes of the contest. Late here after the play. Hiawatha will rotate in several second-team guys. Different players out there on offense as well, as Alex Pyle will continue to quarterback this team.
There's a personal foul face mask against Holton on that play.
But you can need a calculator for the penalties tonight. Ooh. Good thing your fancy stat sheet automatically calculates everything
yeah.
for you.
It's not pretty. The referees have had a workout. Holton now 10 penalties for 95 yards. Ooh. Hiawatha 7 penalties for 49 yards. A lot of laundry on the field tonight.
None of it was Hawaiian. First down and 10. Pyle is. And a tough run by Cameron Winder. About 3 yards here. The clock rolls. We're down to 2:50 to go in this game. Be Outdoors Real Estate, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. Our post-game sponsor with game on the way, and then the Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show as well. I want to give a shout-out. We mentioned all the new Hiawatha Channel sponsors making that live broadcast possible this year. And I mentioned Seth Tollison is leading the charge for the Hiawatha Channel this year. But I also wanted to mention Leah Kessler and Paige Mueller, as they're the two that have been running the camera tonight and the scoreboard and graphics on your screen, and they're part of the Hiawatha Channel this year. So Leah Kessler and Paige Mueller, we appreciate them. Matt Morton will be doing some color commentary and broadcasting, helping Seth Tollison out on all the Hiawatha games on the Hiawatha Channel at MSDSports.net. Second down and 5, Hiawatha. Ohio, giving it to Monaghan, partially because on that last play, Cameron Winder kind of hobbled off the field a little bit. Gerald Wawusik will check in to the line. Beckett Potter still out there. He's trying to get a few Hiawatha backups that are in the game. Maverick Schaefer still in there playing center, it looks like. Virgil Smith is the right guard here on a third down and four. Braden Newell, the slot back, here's the play straight ahead and be pretty close to a first down. We're down to a minute 48 left to go here tonight. 49-7. Holton, maybe a bit of a slow start. I mean, in the fact that they allowed a 14-play, 84-yard drive to Hiawatha that took 7 minutes off the clock and made this a 7-7 ball game early on. But since that, it's been 42-0 in all Holton Wildcats. Fourth down and just short. Fourth and short in Hiawatha will go for it. They will get beyond the road at Clay Center and Concordia the next couple of weeks. A lot of question marks, though, with the health now of this Red Hawk team, one of the biggest concerns. Iowa on fourth and short. Gives it. And a big carry for a bowling ball inside the 25. That looked like a lineman number on that kid, was it?
Gerald Wawusik, that was his second carry. He got the one on the previous play as well. Got a couple yards, and that one goes for about eight.
Kind of what happened earlier this season when Cameron Winder was getting a couple carries with the lineman jersey, and now he's 44. Maybe Wawusik might have a non-lineman jersey here in the near future. He carries that one for a first down. And we're under 35 seconds remaining. Get you the final stats. Our Giant Communications lineman of the game and our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player of the game. Flags and the whistle blowing this play dead. So we're almost up to 20 penalties now here tonight in this one. Holton at home against Perry Lecompton next week. Had some good battles over the years. Perry Lecompton tonight was playing at Nemaha Central. They were 1-1. And that might be the final play of the game. Handoff that goes for about negative 3 yards there. It looks like that's going to be it. On that last carry for Hiawatha was Jaden Folk. That'll do it. Our final score, Holton 49, Hiawatha 7. We've got postgame, the stats, and the player to bank on, and alignment of the game, some other areas scoring finals. It's all straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 tons. That's bail beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha, where our game has gone final. Holton defeats Hiawatha 49-7 here tonight as the Wildcats move to 2-1, and Hiawatha falls to 2-1 on the season. Mike Tanking, along with Justin Fluke, Seth Tollefson here on the broadcast. And Justin has a son on the Holton team, and they fathers go down to the locker room area. So Seth and I will take over the responsibilities here with the post-game show. And our post-game show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. If you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. That's Be Outdoors Real Estate. They're our post-game sponsor here tonight. Wildcats got on the board first tonight. It was a Jaden Fletcher 12-yard touchdown run. That came with 10:46 left in the first quarter. The kick was good. It was 7-0, as the Wildcats got out in front early. Hiawatha went on a long scoring drive, though, 84 yards on 14 plays. They had two long third down conversions, a fourth down conversion, and it was capped off by a 16-yard touchdown pass and catch from Tyler Willick to Josh Smith. The kick was good, and with 3:27 left in the first quarter, the score was tied 7-7. Holton answered right back immediately, though, as Gary Booth took the ensuing kickoff back 81 yards for a touchdown. Again, the kick was good, and it was 14-7. That score would hold through the end of the first quarter. Wildcats scored three more touchdowns in the second quarter. It was a Garrison Booth 30-yard touchdown run, another Garrison Booth 31-yard touchdown run, and then a Jackson Bear 3-yard touchdown reception from Matthew Lears. Two of the kicks were good. The third one was a bad snap. It was aborted, and the score at halftime was 34-7. Just two touchdowns in the second half, one by Jaden Fletcher with 5:21 left in the third quarter. That was a 4-yard touchdown run. The kick was good. 41-7 was the score, and then Tucker Gilliland, with 3 minutes and 43 seconds left in the ball game, scored from 5 yards out, and the kick was once again, actually they went for 2 on that one, and Tucker Gilliland actually had the 2-point conversion run as well, and that finished all the scoring here tonight. 49-7, again your final score as the Wildcats defeat Hiawatha. Wildcats next week will host Perry LeCompton, and Hiawatha will head to Clay Center as we start district play. Seth Tollefson, my friend, kind of an interesting game. A couple of key injuries there for Hiawatha in the second half, unfortunate, as Tyler Willick looked to injure a knee, and then late in the ball game, it looked like Cameron Winder also pretty gimpy, and it's kind of been the story here for Hiawatha. Kind of a weird start to this season, 2-1, a very acceptable record, but also some key injuries to some key kids and key spots. There you go.
Yeah, it's definitely not what you wanted to see. I mean, I don't think anyone here in the stands was thinking we were going to come in here and we were going to dominate Holton or anything like that. But we've seen some really good things this season. And in both their games, they've started out so strong. And tonight as well, I would say they did the same thing. But then again, the injuries. And tonight, though, it was Holton's physicality, you know, the turnover, the interception, the kickoff return for touchdown, all of that stuff. You know, it's hard to beat that, but then when you're taking away three or four key players, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, they definitely didn't quit, but it was just, again, this whole season, it's we have these first three games where we know we're opponents and we have all these weird things happen, and now it's just all question marks. I mean, literally, the rest of the season is question marks, and I think if you're downer, you're in there saying, listen, guys, you know, we just got to go out there and play hard. That's all we can do now.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And I think you're right. You looked at, I think I was most impressed by, it wasn't necessarily the scoring drive on that opening drive for Hiawatha. It was the push up front. There was some running lanes, and they were getting 4 and 5 yards between the tackles. That's not easy to do against any Holton defense. Of course, the third down conversions and then a fourth down conversion. But they were doing some nice things there. Never really had an answer defensively for Holton tonight. Holton was able to do a lot of things they wanted to do kind of at their will. Big running lanes and a lot of speed offensively. Holton's going to score with some big plays against anybody, and they did that again here tonight. But certainly got off to a good start, I thought, and continued to play, and just some mistakes. You know, you look at the two interceptions, the kickoff return, and then a muff punt there in the second half as well. So just some mistakes that can make the score look even more lopsided than maybe it would have been. But definitely, I think, some good things for Hiawatha, just the simple fact there's a lot of young kids playing them.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, it's just that refined gameplay that Holton has. You know, I mean, yeah, they had a couple. Yeah, there was penalties and all that. But at the same time, they go out there, they know their assignments, they do what they're supposed to do, and Hiawatha is getting there. You know, these kids, there's just so many kids, freshman to senior, playing on the varsity level. You know, it's just next man up at this point, and that's all they can do is keep trying. And I do think, though, looking at, again, not knowing much about the other opponents, there are still wins out there. I think there's definitely Concordia, maybe even Marysville. They've played some games where they haven't done so well. So I think there's definitely opportunities for Hiawatha here to, you know, kind of figure some things out. Tough games also ahead, but like I said, their schedule this year, I mean, three of the top five teams in Class 3A on the schedule, all of them here at Hiawatha, by the way.
Right.
It's just an interesting season all the way around.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt. We're going to go ahead and give a couple awards out here before we take one more timeout. We'll come back after that and do the final stats, and we'll sign off. But I do want to give out our two awards of the game tonight. First, we have the lineman of the game. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications. Protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi and how it can better your network experience online at giantcom.net. Giantcom, giantcom.net. So tonight, our lineman of the game, Justin and I discussed this briefly before he headed down to the field. I think we're going to go with Abbott Hunley for the Holton Wildcats, a 6'1", 250-pound junior. Had a sack on the defensive side of the ball, playing some downline position there, and then also did a good job up front. Probably could have went with a lot of different guys on that offensive line for Holton, as they seem to do the job up front. He's a left tackle on that offensive line, and had a nice game again on the offensive side. So we'll go with Abbott Hunley as our lineman of the game. We also give out a player of the game award. It's brought to you by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. The player to bank on tonight, I think you've got to go with Garrison Booth. He's just been kind of the answer for any questions that any teams might have when it comes to Holton so far early in the season. Is a huge game last week against Sabetha. He had 244 yards rushing on 13 carries tonight. Again, the big play, the electric play, was definitely all him. He had a kickoff return of 81 yards for a touchdown. He finishes with 7 carries, 82 yards, and 2 touchdown runs. Actually led a very balanced rushing attack for the Wildcats, as he was the leading rusher with 7 carries, 82 yards, and 2 scores. So Garrison Booth will be our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on as we give out our two awards every week. And with that, we'll go ahead and take one more time out. Again, you're listening to the post-game show. It's brought to you by the Be Outdoors Real Estate Company. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. That's Be Outdoors Real Estate, our post-game sponsor. We'll take one more one-minute timeout, give you our final stats after that, and then we'll sign off, give a quick look towards next week, I guess, before we do that as well, and then we'll call it a night. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this one-minute timeout. Again, you're listening to the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
So many banks are merging, closing, or changing their names. One thing is for sure, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha is your longtime locally owned bank. We have been here for over 100 years and are still going strong. We are a full service bank, so we are able to assist you with all your banking needs. Our employees are friendly and reliable and always ready to help with whatever situations may arise. Call or come see us today, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium one final time as our final score tonight, Hiawatha and Holton. Holton wins tonight 49-7. That's our final score here from Hiawatha. Both teams now 2-1 on the season, along with Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke. We also had Leah Kessler and Paige Mueller on the Hiawatha channel doing the video and graphics for us tonight. Did a terrific job. Just a great production you guys have got going on here, Seth. It looks really good and kind of fun, like we talked about on the broadcast tonight. First year of the Hiawatha Red Hawk channel, and guys getting to do some of those games and travel around and bring the video feed to the fans of Hiawatha. How's that going for you so far? Looking pretty good?
It's been great. Like, the response has been awesome. People have definitely been commenting on it, and, you know, learning curve the first couple of weeks, figuring some things out, but the girls here, they're definitely getting it down. And I got to thank the community as well for supporting it. I was kind of didn't know how things were going to turn out, but everyone stepped up. Almost sold out completely on sponsorship, so it was a great response from the community. I know it's been something people have been asking for a long time and talking about, so I was really excited to be able to get with Justin, KNZA, and the Embassy Sports Radio Network to put it together. And you say we travel a lot, actually. We're going to be 2 hours away to Clay Center, then another 2 hours away to Concordia. It's definitely going to be a lot of road trips on Fridays, late nights, but a lot of fun. It's great being at the games. You know, I did 20 years or so behind the studio, you know, being back there and listening to the game, not saying anything. It's definitely a pretty awesome experience to be here, especially, you know, this too, having kids out on the field and yeah, knowing that you're watching your son out there playing. It's just really cool. So,
yeah
it's definitely a good thing, and we're happy to have it going.
That's awesome. I know Holton and Sabeth have enjoyed that luxury the last few years, and it's good to see how Hiawatha's going to get that as well. And just another great product that is out there, and, again, can't do it without those fine sponsors. So make sure you thank them and go see them and their places of business and let them know that you really appreciate them stepping up and sponsoring the Hiawatha channel, also the Holton channel and the Sabeth channel as part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Before we finish up here tonight, I do want to give you the final statistics. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, and that is the member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton and NEK Tax Services in Whiting. Well, firms providing the help you need when you need it. And the final stats go like this. First for Holton, the Wildcats finished the night with 13 first downs. They had 327 yards rushing on 27 carries, averaging a little over 12 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 1 of 4 through the air for 3 yards. So the Wildcats finished the night with 330 total yards of offense. No turnovers tonight for the Wildcats. They did have 10 penalties for 95 yards. Individually, there were 10 different ball carriers for Holton. And other than Garrison Booth carrying it 7 times and Jaden Fletcher carrying it 6 times, nobody carried the ball more than twice. So we'll go through all of the ball carriers here as Garrison Booth finishes with 7 carries, 82 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jaden Fletcher, 6 carries, 81 yards, and 2 touchdowns. After that, it was Caleb Hernandez, who had 2 carries for 56 yards. Matthew Lears had 1 carry for 24 yards. Dakari Washington had 2 carries for 22 yards. Eli Hallauer, 2 carries for 21 yards. Cale Hine, 2 carries for 16 yards. Jace Boswell, 2 carries for 11 yards. Tucker Gilliland, 2 carries for 7 yards and a touchdown. And Kyler Jackson, 1 carry for 7 yards. Passing the football, Matt Lears was 1 of 4 for 3 yards, and that one completion went to Jackson Bear, and that was a touchdown. Jackson Bear, 1 catch for 3 yards and a touchdown.
For Hiawatha, the Redhawks finished the night with 18 first downs. They had 131 yards rushing on 43 carries, averaging 3 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 10 of 17 through the air for 90 yards. So the Redhawks finished the night with 221 total yards of offense. 4 turnovers tonight, though, for the Redhawks, 2 fumbles and 2 interceptions, and they had 8 penalties for 54 yards. Individually, the Redhawks led on the ground by Josh Monaghan. He had 10 carries for 45 yards. Tyler Willick had 12 carries for 31 yards. Cameron Winder, 10 carries for 29 yards. Alex Pyle, 6 carries for 15 yards. Gerald Wawusik, 2 carries for 10 yards. Xavier Oldham had 1 carry for 4 yards. Ashton Rocky, 1 carry for no yards. And Jaden Folt carried the ball 1 time for negative 3 yards. Passing the football, Tyler Willick was 9 of 14 for 80 yards, a touchdown, and 2 interceptions. Also, Alex Pyle was 1 of 3 for 10 yards. Receptions for Hiawatha, they were led in receiving by Josh Smith. He had 5 catches for 46 yards and a touchdown. Ashton Rocky had 3 catches for 24 yards. Caden Morton had 1 catch for 18 yards. And Xavier Oldham had 1 catch for 2 yards. Your final score tonight, Holton 49, Hiawatha 7. And that's your final stats, again brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Both teams are now 2-1. Holton moves on and will start district play at home next week. It's homecoming at Holton. They'll host Perry LeCompton, and Hiawatha will head on the road in their first district game. They'll be at Clay Center, a long road trip next week for the Redhawks. So with that, I think we'll go ahead and sign off tonight. The scoreboard show will be coming up here shortly. For Justin Fluke, for Seth Tollefson, for Leah Kessler and Paige Mueller, and for studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, you've been listening and watching high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Have a good weekend, everybody. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again next week. American Family Insurance.